my pool players.
No, I was just trying.
He can slide in the cup. Yes.
But I can't go. Hey.
You was over there. Me, you fucking keep back. If you was a, yo, B. Ain't what he was a. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Summoning me and shit.
Okay, like, yeah, I just do what it needs next time. And no, I get away with that,
no,
right?
No. You come
I
up
get
to
away
say,
with that, right?
Hey, B. What's up, baby?
It's like watching a TV show.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Did he grab me by the hip? I need to. Let me talk to you.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I don't respect. You got a minute?
There are times that I've been on. We've been on Zoom for like 3
No more minute deals.
I'd pick him up at 8 and man. Most of the time I just keep him company.
What's up, Mike? Hey, we just doing a strip joint thing here. Want a lap dance? Give me $15.
I was gonna say, don't expect no money. Don't expect no money.
Shit, I ain't doing it.
Okay.
I get paid for my services.
So do I. So do I.
Throw that shit, bro. Hey, let me get some shots. Cuz small rumble, man. What did you drink? Rumble mist? Give him a small one.
Put it down on me. Put it down.
Let's,
same thing.
So those are just some of the sounds of my favorite place. It is what I refer to as the pool hall. And my favorite bartender, one of my favorite bartenders, works there during the day. And it's usually a really quiet place to go. The old guys come in usually around 9, 10 o'clock in the morning and start practicing their pool shots and talk about the old days. These guys are, I guess, local pool players. There's, I think, like 15 tables. It used to be an old bar back in the 80s with mirrors. They still have the mirrors on the wall. They used to have the elevated dance floor. They do sell pool accessories, very few. And of course, they have kind of like bar food, but just not like hamburgers. And it's mostly microwavable or what do you call it? Oh, it's the oven, the little portable ovens. They remind me of college dorms, you know, with the little, like the pizza ones. And a lot of the young people come in at night to shoot pool. It's like $5 or $6.50 a table for more than 4 people, I think. Or you can pay for per person. Of course, they have alcohol. It connects to another bar that is owned by the same person, but he shut down one because it's in need of a lot of repairs. The other half, it was only you could go into the pool hall through just a, you know, a door. And then there is a bar right next door that is owned by a, well, not really, their family's parents knew, there's like 6 kids. I went to school with one of them, and then one was old enough that graduated when I think I was a freshman. So it's kind of like family. You know, you can go there and know that you're not going to be bothered if you don't want to be. The one thing that I really like is that they have these tables that, and I don't know what tree it is, but they are not symmetrical, but they use them a lot to make furniture out of. They are absolutely beautiful, and they weigh a ton. I mean, just, and during the day, the old guys, the card players, come in and play cribbage at one of the tables. And then, of course, they have one of the, a section of slot machines that people come in and play. I think there's like five machines. It's both places are kind of working men establishments, that, you know, the beer, the whiskey's cheap, the beer's cheap, because people want to get drunk and then they want to leave. You know, like vodka cranberries, $1.50, house vodka, unless you're, you know, asking by name, then it's, you know, $4 or $5 a glass. That's regular price on the other side of town where the artsy fartsy hoity toities. And I go over there on the weekends to some of those places. But you're only going to drink one or two drinks and then you're broke. You know, it's just, it's crazy. And I go there for the atmosphere. There's a really good friend that I've known for a long time. And I go and, like, just keep him company, hang out. We know all the same people. I know I'm not going to be bothered. I know I'm going to have fun for the most part. There's been times where we've had crazy, crazy nights. And that's where I go to burn off energy, to, I guess, because I don't deal with people very well because of my emotional issues. I can deal with strangers, and I just, because it's a bar, you know you're not going to see them again, because I'm not really a regular, I'm a sporadic regular. I think the last time I was there was Christmas, so that was, you know, it's been a while. However, usually I'm there more in the winter time than I am in the summer. Usually that's where I go, you know, when I want to escape from the humdrums, I guess, of everyday life. I go there and you talk to people and you go, wow, you know, and I hate to say it, but then I think, wow, my life isn't that bad, you know, kind of thing. You shouldn't do that, but I tend to. I love the sound of the pool balls, you know, hitting. There's one, two tables. There's a foosball table. There's a bumper pool table, online darts. I just love going there. So there you have it. One of my, well, my favorite place, I guess. Later, people.